the school district gyms are being used by the school district kids first, and a lot of us aren't able to access those buildings, including Soldotna Prep that got closed a couple years ago, and we lost access to that for our recreation program. The plan is for this building to be community first. So we always want to have space available for us to walk in and play some pickup basketball, for us to walk in and play some pickleball. There will be opportunities where we'll do larger tournaments, where we might shut that down for the general population for a three-day wrestling tournament, where we bring in 500 families from all over the state. We're also planning a lot of league play, which our current Parks and Rec Department doesn't organize a whole lot of. So we're looking at doing like a 7-on-7 flag football league, where it could be a 10-week session where the turf is down. We put teams in from all over the peninsula to come in and play. We could have a similar basketball league. We could do pickleball, kickball, you know, you name it, we can do it. The hope plan is always that we can all walk in and use this facility. Yeah, we're not going to check your ID to figure out where you live and or charge you differently either. The adults in our community can't access the schools very easily for recreation opportunities. And so that's something that this will be able to offer. It's going to be a little bit combination of everything.